This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. U.S. President Donald Trump spent Saturday making the case for funding his proposed wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. On Twitter, the president said that it was Democrats' refusal to fund the wall that led to the deaths of two Guatemalan children while they were in U.S. custody. As AP's Shelley Adler reports, the shutdown of about one-fourth of the U.S. government is expected to go until at least next week.
President Donald Trump says he's waiting for Democrats to come back to negotiate a deal to end a week-long partial government shutdown that will almost certainly extend into the new year. In a tweet Saturday, Trump says he's, quote, in the White House, waiting for the Democrats to come on over and make a deal on border security. From what I hear, he added, they're spending so much time on presidential harassment that they have little time left for things like stopping crime and our military. Trump is demanding billions for a border wall between the U.S. and Mexico, which Democrats have refused to provide. Shelley Antler, Washington.
President Trump tweeted Saturday also that he had a long and very good phone conversation with China's President Xi Jinping and that big progress was made on U.S.-China trade relations. Chinese state media reported that Xi told Trump during Saturday's call he wants U.S.-China relations to be based on coordination, cooperation, and stability. The two nations have been locked in a trade war for most of 2018, slapping reciprocal sanctions on each other, totaling billions of dollars worth of goods. The two presidents met earlier this month and agreed to halt additional sanctions while the two sides negotiated new agreements. Last-minute election preparations were underway Saturday in the Congolese capital of Kinshasa ahead of Sunday's presidential vote, which is due to take place after more than 2 years of delays. It could be the DRC's first peaceful democratic transfer of power. This is VOA.